Have you ever had in your content creation journey a moment where you feel like all of the different things you've been working on are all coming together seamlessly? I know if you're shaking your head, you're like, no, what are you even talking about? Well, I have to tell you, this is the first time this has actually happened to me, and that is why I can recognize it as such a big deal. So we are talking about creating a content repurposing plan today, and the reason why I'm so excited about it is because I went to She Podcast in October 2021. It was my first She Podcast conference, and it was so awesome, but that was the first time I'd really publicly talked about content repurposing. I've done it multiple times and I've had podcast episodes about it, but it was the first time I really said aloud the things that I've been doing behind the scenes for years now. And so I've noticed that this really struck a chord with my audience. I've seen the download numbers. I've seen how many people are viewing the YouTube videos I've done. Holy moly, have y'all been so excited and so receptive about me talking about taking your podcast and putting it on YouTube or using YouTube podcast or using YouTube for your podcast content. Like, I have gotten so many messages about something that I, number one, love to talk about. I love, like, let's sit down and have all the questions, the comments, the conversations about content repurposing. It legitimately fires me up. But two, it's also something that y'all are looking for. And so I am just so excited. So we're just going to dive right in. So let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we?
So content repurposing isn't a brand new thing that we've never talked about here, but I feel like in the last few weeks, people were coming out of the woodwork asking questions about very specific questions about repurposing content. And while I love, I could literally just answer questions about repurposing content and using it in a million different ways, but I thought we need to back up a few steps, because for those of you that are just getting into creating content, or those of you that are just thinking, well, I finally got my footing on my email marketing or my social media or my podcast or whatever that initial piece of content is that you're creating, and you're starting to ask those questions like, how can I work smarter, not harder? Then I want you to have a plan, and I'm going to break down a few key things. There's going to be three steps that are really important for you to take away from this episode, but like I said, this isn't brand new. So in the show notes for today's episode, I'm going to go ahead and give you the link to the show notes. It's crystalprofit.com/episode309. I'm going to link to all of the previous content that we have about repurposing. So the She Podcast talk that I recreated, it's all about the 5 keys to repurposing content. That's episode 300. And then episode 301, I answer some of the specific questions that I got from that talk, but I didn't tell you all of the questions I got afterward. I had someone come up to me and we had a 30-minute long conversation after my talk. And then I had a few lunches and coffee breaks where people were asking me questions about repurposing. And I've gotten DMs, I've gotten comments on my YouTube videos that I've made about it. I know that y'all want to know this information. So I'm going to link to the different pieces of content I've already created about repurposing. I know, it's so meta. It's all the different things that are about repurposing because they're repurposed, and all the things. Like, it's just, I feel kind of like I got robbed, because now I don't want to use the word meta, because it's related to Zuckerberg and Facebook, but it's the only word that I can think of is like you're reusing something for the purpose of reusing it so you can talk about reusing it. Like it's just this, yeah, all the things. It just goes deeper and deeper. It's so layered, but this is what I love about content. It's not black and white. It's not cut and dry. And you can make this work however you want it to work for your podcast, your show, your YouTube channel, your email marketing, whatever, right? You can use your paid content and use a little bit for your free stuff or vice versa. I just think that you shouldn't look at a content creator as a one hat fits all, right? It's not a one size fits all job. And in my journey, what you see today, what I create today is what works for me. So I'm just here to give you some suggestions, hopefully spark some inspiration and give you some ideas that can help you on your content creation path. But let's talk first about what content repurposing actually looks like. So there was a training I went to probably about 2 years ago. I was following Sunny Leonarduzzi. If you don't know who she is someone who's really big in the YouTube space. And I remember watching her content and she kept talking about the Sunny effect. Like she coined that term, that's her actual name and it's spelled S-U-N-N-Y. And I was watching this training and she was talking about how all of her content is connected. And the way that she did it, I will never forget. I was watching, it was like a webinar masterclass, and she called it the Sunny system instead of the solar system. And she talked about all the different pieces of how her business worked together. And it was this like elaborate depiction of like, you know, okay, you have this and what is revolving around this thing. So it looked like a bunch of planets. And I thought, well, that's really cool. I liked that analogy, but that's her analogy, right? Like I'm not going to steal what she does. So shout out Sunny. Like if you ever listen to this, it was so great. And it helped me really expand how I could create my own content. But I like to look at mine more as like a spiderweb effect. And the reason why I say that is because, y'all, I come from a small town. I grew up in the country. I mean, we had woods. We were out in the woods. This is what we did. Our parents were like, kids, go outside and we'll see you when the sun goes down. That's legitimately how my brothers and I grew up. And so I always think of a spider web as not something that you just like, oh, you see it. It's beautiful. It's out there in the tree. No, it's something that you walked into when you're walking through the woods and then you're trapped in it and you can't get out of it. that sounds like a negative thing. But really, I think about it as if someone Googles my content or someone Googles something that I want to rank for with my SEO or I want them to stumble upon my content, I do think about it. I want them to be wrapped in a web of my brand, of my marketing, of the different pieces of content and the ways that I can help someone. That is how I want my brand to work. I want them to go to my Instagram and see, oh man, she also does YouTube. Well, what does YouTube look like? And then they go over there and then they're like, oh, I'm going to go to her website and see what that looks like. Oh, she has a podcast. I'm going to go listen to her podcast. So it is this really large spiderweb effect that everything is intertwined and connected together, but it did not look like this when I first started. I want to be very, very clear, and I've told all this before. I've had many iterations of creating content and what that looks like. I was doing my podcast for 10 months before I rebranded to teaching and coaching on podcasting. And then it was even longer than that. I was doing a little bit of YouTube here and there, but I didn't know what I was doing. And now, I mean, y'all, I produce a lot of content. I realize that, but it's only because I know how to repurpose things really, really well. I actually have a good friend of mine who she will tell me, she's like, I don't see how you do it. Like you reuse things in ways that I would have never thought about. And I tell her, I'm like, well, it's just a matter of I have everything laid out in front of me. And I ask, what will make my life easier, but what will also serve my audience? Because I think a lot of people stop at that first question, what will make my life easier? And they're actually not serving their audience really well. They think they are. They think they are. They're like, oh, I can strip the audio from that and throw it in a podcast. And I'm like, well, it's a totally visual thing. Why would you do that? No, that's not going to work. Like, people can't see what you're talking about. It's not going to be very valuable. So focus on how can you make your life easier, but also how can you still serve your audience? And then the second thing I want to say is about how does content repurposing, like, what does that look like? Well, it helps your brand stand out more than one piece of content alone. Now, here is another great example, what we were just talking about, this spiderweb effect. So if you were to Google anyone, I mean, whatever you're looking for, think, like, put yourself in your customer's shoes and imagine that you are going to be looking for something very specific, right? You're not looking for something that you could go buy at Target or Walmart or on Amazon. You're looking for a coaching group, a group coaching program, or you're looking for someone to teach you an advanced skill that is going to be helpful in your business. What are you going to do? Like, legitimately, what are you going to do? Say it out loud, write it down. I would love to hear what you actually do as a consumer, because for me, what usually happens is I will maybe find them on social media. I have a lot of friends that do a good job at recommending other brands, and they'll say, oh, you know, such and such, they'll tag them on Instagram. Maybe I'll click on their link and I'll actually go to their profile. And I kind of look around. I'm like, okay, this looks cool. Like, they're a legitimate person. They've posted on here regularly for a while. Now I want to go see what their website looks like. And then maybe on their website, they have a link to their YouTube channel. And then I can kind of get a feel for who this person is. And then I see, oh, they have a podcast too. What is their podcast about? Can I go listen to their podcast for a little bit before I sign up for anything? Oh, I can? Oh, fantastic. I'm going to go listen to it and see if this person has the same values, principles, all the things that are what I'm looking for. And then, y'all, if I land on a sales page and I'm in love with this person, I'm just going to be like, take my money. Please take my money. Where do I sign up? That is what happens when you are repurposing your content and using it in a much broader way than just posting it in one place and saying, okay, that's good. That's good. And I'm not talking to you beginners, okay? This episode is not for someone that's just getting started. It's not, because this can feel very overwhelming. I'm not telling you to be in all the places all the time. You need to show up on every social media channel and you need to be on all these platforms. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that, in my opinion, it's not enough to just be in one place. Okay, let me say that again. It's not enough in 2021, which I know we're about to round into 2022. It's not enough to just be in one place. But I do want to reiterate, that doesn't mean you should be everywhere. I'm not everywhere. Y'all, this is going to be real funny, especially if I stop posting after I publish this episode. But I just posted on Twitter for the first time in like 3 years. I haven't even logged into Twitter. I forgot what my email was and like it locked me out. Not my email, my login. I finally figured it out. It had locked me out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I did the password reset attempt too many times. I don't even know what happened. But y'all, I'm just now on Twitter and it's almost 2022. So you don't have to be in all the places all the time. But I do think that getting a plan for repurposing your content can help you show up more often in these other places where you know your customer is. That is the bottom line. The bottom line is, I'm not doing this just to say, oh, I'm in all the places. Look at me. I'm amazing. I'm looking at, how can I reach a different audience on LinkedIn than I do on Instagram? Or, you know, how can I create content for my Facebook group where it doesn't just feel like I'm taking the same thing that I posted to my Facebook page and I'm just posting it inside the group? I don't want to do that. It's not original. But I also don't want you to feel like every piece of content that you put out has to be a brand new idea. that is not the case either. So there's a lot of nuances and caveats to creating and repurposing content, but I just want to throw these out there as kind of some of the mindset things that I know you're going to be dealing with as you start thinking about repurposing, or as you start kind of just gauging, well, what could this even look like? I just want to throw those things out there. Now, we're going to actually talk about how to create a plan that will work for you. So I already told you a little bit about Sunny. Sunny is actually the first person that I saw repurposing content so well. I would watch her YouTube videos. I was on her email list. I would see things that she was posting on Instagram and think, you know what? This is good. This is really, really good. And I did what I typically do. And that's, I do a little bit of lurking. I do a little bit of online, just like, okay, how does this work? Okay, let me go here. Let me see what this looks like. I did that with her. I did that with several other creators that I admire that are doing this really, really well. And I studied what they were doing. I know that may seem boring to some people, but I gotta be really honest. It's how I get most of my strategies. Yes, I take courses. Yes, I get into programs that will teach you these things step by step. But so much of it is just, I wanna go and just watch. I wanna be a fly on the wall and see what other people are doing and then ask myself, how can I replicate this? So if you admire what I do, or you're inspired by all the different ways that I post on YouTube, I'm able to email my list, I create podcast episodes, like any of those, please go steal my ideas. I don't care. Like, go look and see how I take a clip from a YouTube video and I put it on Instagram. Right? Go see how I can take one idea from one podcast episode and spin it off into another piece of content for video or for a live stream. I am telling you all of my secrets here. Like, I want you to go do this because I can tell you it makes my life so much easier. Creating content is fun. It is fun for me. When people come to me and say, I'm burned out, I can't do it. How are you doing this? And I'm like, well, my secret is I created a system that works for me. For me. Okay? So now let's get into how to create a plan that will actually work for your content. Number one, you need to know what you're creating. And I did this at the very beginning of the year. I go through this, I have this workshop that every year I'll watch it, and it's all about planning your promotional calendar for the whole year. And I will print off a, it's a predated 12-month like fillable calendar. You can create this in Word or a Google Doc. I'm sure there's a beautiful Canva template. I don't even care what it looks like. For me, I just needed to know, and I hand wrote this on paper. I printed off 12 sheets of paper that had all of my calendars, and I said, okay, how much content do I actually have to create in 2021? I did this. This was like December 2020. I wrote down every single piece of content for every single month, and I knew, okay, every Tuesday, there was going to be a new episode of the Profit Podcast. And every Wednesday, I wanted to have a new YouTube video. Every Thursday was another episode of the Profit Podcast. And every Friday, I would have a YouTube video plus my newsletter. Then I was going to have group posts for my Facebook group, along with Instagram posts that I would use on basically Instagram and my Facebook page. And then I literally just sat down. And every single month, on every day, I wrote it in there. You don't have to do this way, okay? I understand this may seem like a little overkill, but whenever I start to feel overwhelmed in the digital space, if I start looking at, oh my gosh, this is impossible, I can't do this, my mind will kind of spin off like that. I have to take everything analog. I know, maybe I'm just super old school like that, but I will get out my whiteboard. I will get a pen and a piece of paper, and it helps me just not have as many distractions because I'm not tempted to, you know what, I should just go check my email. I should go look at my other calendars and my Google Sheets, or I should open up Asana, like all those things. I know I won't be distracted if I do it on pen and paper first. So this is legitimately what I did. So take a blank calendar template. I think that you should do this for 2022. It'll be here before we know it. This will set you up for success for next year, even if you end up changing things 6 months down the road. You end up changing it 2 months from now. I think that it just helps so much when you can see out into the future. And by the way, this is what helps me batch my content every single month because I know what's coming. I know that in February, the weeks will be shorter and therefore I won't have as much time to batch as I would in a month that has more weeks or more days in the month. So I can see when things are coming, and I know in March, we're going to have spring break. So I plan in December to take off time in March for spring break. And I look at my summer months and I say, you know what? It's going to be a little bit harder to create brand new pieces of content when the kids are home for summer. So what can I repurpose? So I look at all the things that I need to create. This is before we're repurposing anything. I'm just talking about baseline, what I need to create. So for most of you, it will probably look like social posts on a regular basis. Regular will be whatever that is for you. Maybe it's a podcast episode every week. And then maybe it's a weekly newsletter. Like at a minimum, I would love to see you putting out one podcast episode every week. One newsletter every week. They don't have to come out on the same day. You can pick whatever day that they're going to come out on, and some regular social posts. That will set you up for so much more success, and it gives you the ability to repurpose content because, y'all, you can't repurpose something if you're not creating anything. This is a really big deal. Maybe we should have said this at the very beginning. If you're not creating consistent content, none of this will work. None of this will work because you won't know what's performing well. And you won't know what you could use as a podcast episode and turn it into a few social posts or turn it into your newsletter. Like, I mean, you just won't know this if you're not creating consistent content. But like I said, this, like having the idea of what to expect every month helps me to know, oh, can I batch? Can I like record two or three podcast episodes today instead of just one? I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't know what was coming. So I want you to take everything, write it down, and then it's up to you whether you want to put it into a project management system like Asana or Google Sheets or whatever you want to do. But that's the first step. Get everything down. And this is going to take you a second. Like it's going to take set aside 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. And write down every single piece of content you plan on creating in 2022. And don't sit there and tell me, well, Crystal, I can't do that. I don't know all the. Yes, you do. Are you going to podcast every week? Okay, write that down. Are you going to send an email to your list? I sure hope so. Write that down. Are you going to create a YouTube video once a month? Fantastic. Put it on the calendar. Make it happen. Like you can't just wish for these things. This is how I get stuff done, y'all. I put it on my calendar. I put it on my list and I make it happen. So don't just wish that things happen. Actually take action to make them happen. I feel like I'm getting on my soapbox. Okay, we're just going to keep going with this. We're going to keep going. So that's number one. You need to know what you're creating. Number two, I recommend having separate content calendars for each type of content. Now, hang on, before we get a little crazy here, I don't want you to create 17 different Google Sheets and ClickUps and Asanas and all these different things, Airtables, just because you say, oh, well, I got to keep it all separate and I need to do this. No, no, no. What I'm saying is you could literally have one Google Sheet, like the actual, what do you call that? The database? Like when it's one and you have multiple sheets within a project? I don't know. What is it? I don't know what it's called. Somebody out there is like screaming the name of what it is right now, and I don't know what it is. So the Google Sheet that has multiple tabs at the bottom. That's what I'm saying. So you could have one of those that is literally called your content calendar, and you could have one for your podcast, one for your newsletter, one for whatever, and then you can create a calendar within there. I do all of this within Asana because I'm able to assign dates to when things are due. Because this is kind of the next step is whenever you have all of the content you need to create, Then you go and you look at your calendars side by side. So this is what I will do. I will pull up. I have two Google Sheets, main ones that I use for the podcast and my YouTube. These are the main ones that I do. My newsletter is just kind of a given that I'm going to write something every single week. So I don't have a content calendar for my newsletter. I just know that email is going to go out on Friday. Most of the time I'm asking, what do I want to write about like Friday morning? Because I write those every morning, or not every morning, every Friday morning. I don't know if y'all know this. Some of you know this because you've been around here for a while, but my email newsletters that you get on Friday, I hand write those in the morning, Friday morning, then I type them up and I send them out. It's my process. I don't know if it makes sense for anybody else, but it is what works for me. And so when you're looking at my two calendars, right, I'll have my podcast calendar and my YouTube calendar. I don't have one for my newsletter, and I typically don't have one for social media because, ding, 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 this is where the content repurposing really comes into play. Because if I am publishing a podcast episode on Tuesday, well, it just makes sense to talk about that new episode on social media on Tuesday. And if I'm putting out a YouTube video on Wednesday, it makes sense to me to publish a snippet, a clip of that video onto social media on Wednesday. So that is how, like, on the most basic level, I will repurpose content, is just by chopping it down and sharing it on social media. But my secret for overlapping and cross-promoting the repurposing of a podcast episode and a YouTube video is I plan all of these things strategically in advance, because I will look at one piece of content. For example, I knew after She Podcast, when I talked about repurposing in that talk, I was going to use that content because I knew October was going to be a crazy month for me. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to talk about something that I know I can use for my audience. That was intentional. That was very intentional from the very beginning. And I was only able to do that because I knew that She Podcast was coming up in October. And because of the way I look at my content, I can look at it and say, okay, what am I doing every month? And can I repurpose some of this? I ask this every single month. Like, I can look at it December right now and say, what's coming up in December that I can repurpose? But honest, to be really honest, I did stuff in November with the intention of repurposing it in December, because that is how far in advance I'm looking at my calendar. If you've been around here, and I'll link to it in the show notes, but I've created lots of content about planning content every quarter and what that looks like. And so I'm always looking ahead at not just what I'm going to create, but I'm looking at the possibilities for repurposing it. Whether it's a live stream, it's a presentation in someone else's membership, I'm always asking, can I use this for something else? And I think that that's another secret to it, is like, can I use this for a YouTube video? Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes it's no. You're doing this for someone else. Like, this is their, technically their content that you're presenting in their group. But I'm like, yeah, but I'm the one creating it. I can share these. I'll just re-record myself. I have all my notes. I'll just recreate the presentation. I've actually done that many times recently on this podcast. So when you're repurposing, like, you can think about podcasts, YouTube, email, social post, wherever else you're going to create content, but just always ask, can I reuse this for something else? So having separate calendars to keep everything pulled up at the same time can be really helpful, but maybe you find another way that works best for you. That's just what I do. And then the third thing that I want to tell you when you're creating a plan for repurposing your content is know what's realistic for you. I've already told you, this is what I do. This does not have to be the end all be all plan for every creator that's out there, but I think that you have to know what is realistic for you and what is the priority piece of content. This is what I always, always, always say. What is the priority? And the way that I'm able to determine this is my podcast at the end of the day is the priority piece of content for me. The reason is because I know I could walk away from YouTube tomorrow and I would still get tons of video views. Why do I know that? Well, because I set up my YouTube to be SEO friendly and search friendly. So when someone Googles something or someone goes to YouTube and searches for a specific video, my information will likely pop up for specific keywords because that is intentional. That is the way that I set it up. So I could walk away from YouTube for a little bit if I absolutely needed to. But with the podcast, I'm always looking at how can I stay consistent? How can I make this work? That is always the priority for me. It's why I'm here. Like actually when I'm recording this today, I'm batching YouTube videos because I'm going to be, or not YouTube videos, podcast episodes because I'm going to be out of town over the Thanksgiving holiday. And I wanted to make sure that I had podcast episodes that are going out. This is a priority for me to show up every single week for this podcast. But maybe that's not your priority. Maybe your podcast is second to something else that you want to make sure that you're creating every single week. So I want you to do what the best thing that's going to be for you at the end of the day. That's really what is most important. So just to recap real fast, you need to know what type of content you're creating. You should have separate content calendars, but they can all tie back to one another. So I'm not saying that you have to have four different Asana boards or all these different projects and different creation systems. You don't have to do that, but I do think that it's important that you do separate them, even if it's just by a color, right? You can color code a lot of these project management systems, but I like for me, I have my content calendar set up in Asana. I'm going to link to a YouTube video where I show you, I walk you through how I have Asana set up. But the way that I have it is I can separate and see, oh, that's a podcast episode. That's a YouTube video. These are my weekly emails. Like I put everything in there because I want to know. I want to know what content is coming up. That way I can ask the question, what can I repurpose? What can I use for this episode? What can I use for this YouTube video? Instead of just saying, oh my gosh, I have to create a brand new piece of content every single time. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a myth. Myth busted. This is when I wish I had like sound effects or something like burr, burr, myth busted. That was a weird noise. I probably shouldn't do that anymore. But that's all I have for you today. Please go to the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode309 to check out all the things. We have so many things on content repurposing, but if you have any other specific questions, reach out. Please don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at crystalprofittx. I would love to answer your specific question and maybe even have you on the show to ask your specific question. We have a lot of fun segments I've been thinking about trying in the future. And if that's something you would love to do, please reach out and let me know. But that's all I have for you today. So make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button wherever you are listening to this podcast. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.